We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Andy Talley. Good morning, Coach Talley.
Good morning.
Good morning. Another successful day for your team as you improve the 2-0 of the conference with a 42-7 road win at Elon. Give me your analysis of that victory.
Well, we were on the road for the first time in a while, so you know, I think the important aspect of playing in the CAA is be able to win on the road. It is really hard to do. So I was pleased that we were able to travel to Elon. You know, expected some hot weather, and we did get hot weather. So we handled the weather and the trip pretty well. I think we caught Elon at the best time. Really, they were coming off of a big win against William & Mary the week before. You know, it's hard to win back-to-back in our league, especially, you know, they had a great win down at William & Mary, which is tough to play. So we were very skeptical and very concerned about the game, obviously. You know, we got off to a very quick start, and we're able to score on the first drive of the game, the second drive of the game, the third drive of the game, and, you know, we were on the minus 40 on the fourth drive of the game, and I went for it on fourth down. I just felt like our defense was playing well enough at that time that if we didn't get the first down, that you know, we could maybe do a pretty good job there. So we went for it, and we were able to get our fourth touchdown. I think once you get 28 in the league early in the game, we were playing really good defense and had a pretty good day defensively. So you know, when you put it all together, you know, I think we had 557 yards total offense, and defensively, you know, held them intact pretty well. So it was one of those days where I think it was just one, you know, Villanova day, and Elon had a rough start coming off of the William & Mary game. I think it was a difficult task for them to play two pretty good teams this early in the season. So I was pretty pleased with the results.
Zach Bednarczyk, co-offensive player of the week, and you had touched on last week, he had a little bit of an off week last week after having that great effort against Towson, but 14-21, career high 270 yards and three touchdowns, and also ran for another 60. Talk about his performance on Saturday.
Well, yeah, he's a guy that I think as he goes, we will go, and that's usually what happens in this league when you have a quarterback that can play. He was off against Lafayette. He was sick, actually, and, you know, I think he came back guns blazing for the Elon game and was really accurate on target. And, you know, we held him off running the football against Lafayette. And when you hold him back running the football, that hurts what he can do because our second quarterback had a concussion and I didn't really have, you know, a second quarterback ready to go against Lafayette, so we didn't let him run. Saturday we let him run the ball a little bit, and that opens our offense up when he's able to run and throw. So that was why I think we had a pretty good day offensively.
We're here with Villanova head coach Andy Talley. If you have a question for Coach Talley, just hit star one on your keypad, and we do have a couple in queue if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Henry Clay with CBS Radio Sports.
Good morning, Andy. You were just talking about Zach Bednarczyk. Could you talk a little bit about how he has progressed from when he took over as the starting quarterback till now?
Yeah, I think last year he was pressed into service in the third game of the year against Delaware when John Robertson went out with the knee. And, you know, just a battle under fire, you know, he really had to go in and get it done, and he played some really terrific games, and then, you know, he had a couple of rough games. We almost snuck by with him last year, but he had very good, valuable experience. He showed signs that he could be the kind of quarterback that he is right now. And so, you know, what we're looking for him to do, Henry, is to play consistently well throughout the rest of the season and put together another really good game offensively back-to-back. And I think in our league, when the quarterback plays well every week, you know, you really have a chance.
And speaking of every week, you've got Rhode Island coming in this weekend. What problems do they pose for you?
Well, you know, Rhode Island is a team that finally got on the winning track against Brown, and they played a very difficult schedule. Two of the three teams they played, Albany and Harvard, are undefeated, and New Hampshire has only lost one game. So they've had a very, very difficult schedule, as opposed to us, which, you know, our schedule's a little light early in the season. So we anticipate Coach Fleming bringing that group down here and playing hard. Jim's a guy that coached for me, was my defensive coordinator, and I know him very well, and he's a terrific guy, terrific coach, and, you know, he's right around the corner from getting this Rhode Island team where they need to be in our league. So, you know we're going to have a rough game.
Very good. Thank you, and good luck on Saturday.
Thanks, Henry.
Your next question is from the line of Eric Watkins with DUSports.com.
Good morning, Coach. I was wondering if you could fill us in on the prognosis for the return of Javon White, and given the way that Matt and Aaron have played, how would you see, at this point, kind of mixing in all three running back options?
Well, we held Javon out last week because we felt that Matt Gudzak was ready to go, and Matt certainly responded and had a really good game. If Javon is a little better tomorrow, we'll work him into the mix because now we have three very talented tailbacks. Actually, it's going to be tough to get all three reps. Aaron Forbes is a tremendous, young running back. We love him. And Gudzak, has real good legs underneath him right now because he didn't have a preseason. So, he was really sharp Saturday, and I think it'll be interesting to see how we can use all three. So we'll wait and see how well Javon does this week in practice, but I think he'll be feeling better. So we'll probably have a problem trying to get all three reps.
Thanks, Coach.
Yes, sir.
Andy, we've talked a lot about the offensive effort, which was certainly impressive, but your defense almost equally as impressive, holding Elon to 133 yards and only six first downs in that game, and I think quite a few of those came on the last drive of the game. Talk about how well those guys played.
Well, I think we matched up pretty well with Elon, and I think the defense right now is playing very well. They are a very talented group, and we have we're able to play a lot of guys on defense, which helps with not a lot of drop off. So I think it's really important to be able to scheme up some of the younger guys that have helped us. Because, we're going to start to get some injury, and you've got to have people that can back up a little bit. But our secondary has played really, really well. I like what our linebackers are doing right now. I mean, Austin Calitro, I think, is one of the better linebackers in the league. And, of course, Tano Pasignan is having a great year. I really like what he's doing. And it's kind of a quiet leadership group on defense. I mean, two of the captains, both Tano and Austin Calitro, are over there. So they've got an iron grip on that defense, and they're pretty stingy right now. So, in this league, you've got to try to have a good balance of offense and defense. And I think we're pushing toward that right now, where we're starting to be able to come up with a team that can score points, and a defense that can hold people under 18 points. And that's critical. So, we'll see how we go. We're starting to get into the high-powered teams now, and we'll see if we, if we can maintain the skill set that we've shown up to this point.
How big is that leadership from Tano and Austin Venn? Because you came into the season with a sort of a lot of unknowns, a lot of new starters on that side, actually both sides of the ball, but especially on defense. Are you surprised at all at how quickly they've come together and how impressed with the leadership of those two guys?
Well, we have for the first time, we have 10 fifth-year seniors. We've never had that before. So there's a quiet leadership on this team of guys that have been here for 5 years. Usually we have two or three because we end up playing a lot of freshmen early on special teams. But this year, I think this team has the maturity to come from behind, to battle. Understand that you're going to be in a tough game going into the third and fourth quarter and maintain your resiliency. So that has helped us up to this point.
All right, Andy, thanks as always for your time this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.